In today's episode, I'm explaining to you what convinced me that our lives can change and they're not as fixed as we think they are. This is how legends are made. Hi there, my name is Ben Jackson and welcome to The Daily J. I hope you're doing amazing wherever you are. If this is the first time you've checked out one of my episodes, thank you and welcome. What I try and do is give away my best tips, techniques and advice and ideas that may help you and improve your life in some way. The goal really is about giving you the tools for free so you don't have to go and pay for them. You can go and start taking action as quickly as possible or find ways to get beyond your problem. But in today's episode, what I wanted to talk about was something that's been on my mind for the last few days, actually. I just keep on finding this name returning to me, and the name is Dale Carnegie. And it takes me back around 30-ish years, which is a scary number for anyone to think about. But I do remember reading Dale Carnegie's book and that book having such a pivotal part of my life. And I'll explain some detail behind that. Up to that point, I had suffered from a lot of stress and anxiety in terms of just managing school life, school work particularly, and exams. But then that led me to read books about self-help, and I just felt in those sections there was so much advice available, but I somehow couldn't bring them together. And it wasn't until I read my dad's old copy of Dale Carnegie's book that it seemed to bring a lot of the ideas to one particular point. And the point, and I think this is relevant for why I do what I do, in the book, he describes how through language we can change our feelings and our beliefs about ourselves or about situations. And he goes through examples which are of the time, of the era, and I'm sure have been updated appropriately. But at the time when I was reading it, it really connected with me because through language, it was able to explain that the way I felt at that point didn't need to be fixed. I could change, which sounds bizarre in some way, sounds kind of like odd, but it was how I felt. I was beginning to believe my own story of who I was so strongly that I was not able to take exams, not able to study, and ergo, I guess in some form I was failing. But the book gave me some tools to really make some changes in how I saw myself, or at least realize that things weren't fixed. Life was fluid and life could change. So with this mindset, I began to enjoy realizing that change was available and it can come in strangest forms. Like the book, spurious enough, was on my dad's shelf for years, but as I was flicking through the books, I grabbed that and had a read through and I just devoured it. And in that moment, it gave me some tools and ideas or ways of thinking, which led me on a path that, you know, years later would develop into what I'm doing now. The point I'm trying to make us with is, one, to give you some history and, you know, where I started and where I was, but maybe this is why I also give so much of my content away, or how, in terms of it, I put out anything that I'm thinking about, anything that's relevant, and try to be not subjective over and think, oh, you know, will the people like this or not? Actually, just put it out there, because you never know when there's something you're going to hear or read, it's going to make a massive difference. And if you're watching this, maybe there's something you believe there's only one way it's going to be, and this is the fixed outcome. I'm really asking you or inviting you to come with me and understand that change is available. Things don't need to remain fixed or set. In fact, they can change. We can't predict the outcome. We can decide the change. 1000% we can decide the change. But we can't decide what happens after that. That's out of our control. But change is available. And out of anything at all, out of the themes I can try and give you, particularly from this episode, is that things are not fixed. They are fluid. They can change. And I invite you to find ways you can bring this into your life a bit more. Look at where you believe are fixed, can't change, and examine if they're causing you unhappiness. Maybe it's time to reevaluate and look at them in a different way. So, as a bit of potted history about who I am and where I've come from, You can take from that maybe some ideas that'd be useful for you. I hope you do. And if you have, and if you enjoyed it, please give it a like and drop me a comment. Love to hear from you as always. Rather than that, have a fantastic day wherever you are. I'll catch you in the next episode. This is how legends are made.